Drink, drugs, violence and varying weather conditions are some of the main problems facing young homeless people on a daily basis, but many are also struggling with feelings of abandonment, no confidence and lack of motivation. JP says things are starting to look up for him.
I used to get into trouble a lot with the guards. Since I've come to Cork, things I've seemed to have straightened that out because I haven't got into trouble with them. So that's good. That's a positive step in my books compared to a couple of years ago. Try to get a flat first and try and sort yourself out with your own independent living and try and get back on the straight and narrow that way of supporting yourself. And then hopefully get a job sooner rather than later.
Alan is hoping things will change for him in the near future.
Well, I like to be still playing soccer. I walk up in Holyhill down, going back to work scheme, and just want to move on a small bit myself, you know, and get my move to another house and hopefully in another couple of months.
This 19-year-old wants to see an improved lifestyle for him and his son.
Just to get my own place, get my life sorted out, like, that's all I want now. Just get my son back. He's 2 years old, but he's in foster care now, like, so I'd have him if I had my own place, but I'd not to live. Like.
CEO of Cork Simon, Dermot Kavanagh, says there are many factors to consider when helping a young homeless person.
If people are leaving difficult family situations, or if their care situation has broken down, that leaves its own emotional and psychological legacy which people have to deal with as well. So you're talking very often about people who'll be under an amazing level of pressure for somebody so young in their life.
Tune into our lunchtime bulletins again tomorrow to hear about the obstacles that are standing in the way of change for these young men. Fiona Donnelly, Cork's Red FM.